بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
This is one point about the 9th of January. The role of the people's religious zeal should not be disregarded concerning this matter. The reason I stress this point is that one can see that there is a propaganda against this, and an extensive cultural effort is being made to accuse things resulting from religious zeal of unreasonableness and unreasonable violence. However, I wish to stress that this is not the case. Religious zeal is able to show itself and exert an influence when it is accompanied by reason. Basically, the religious zeal results from insight, and insight is a branch of reason that is a manifestation of a deep piety. Usually, when you look carefully, you can see that religious zeal is accompanied by reason. The people that have the most religious zeal normally possess the highest level of rationality. An example is our magnanimous Imam. He was the epitome of religious zeal. We haven't really seen anyone who was on an equal footing with our magnanimous Imam in terms of zeal towards religion, religious culture, religious life, religious lifestyle, and religious rules. At the same time, he was the pinnacle of rationality.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He was wise, reasonable, and knowledgeable. It is good on this occasion to also mention our contemporary jurisprudent and philosopher, the late Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi. He was like this as well. He too was truly an excellent student of Imam, and he was the pinnacle of religious zeal as well. Likewise, he was a rational, reasonable philosopher, in the true sense of the word. The January 9th uprising was a brilliant combination of zeal and rationality. I wish to present a brief explanation to make it clear how successful this uprising has been in the area of rationality. The goal of the tyrants was to shatter Imam's sanctity. The decision to write that article in the Ittila'at newspaper was not a sudden, abrupt decision. It was pursuing a major goal. They wanted to shatter and destroy Imam's greatness in the public's opinion. They could see Imam Khomeini's increasing influence in the minds of the people. They were witness to that. Therefore, they attempted to bring down the Imam's status among the people.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.